proposed new legislation on surrogacy moves closer to becoming law today. The Assisted Human Reproduction Bill is in the report stage in the Dáil. When it's passed, it will allow for the licensing and regulation of domestic and international surrogacy. Campaigners have welcomed the legislation. The government says it will give legal status to parents who have already had children through surrogacy. And the bill also covers future cases. And it's been long awaited by prospective parents like Deirdre and her partner Edwin. They spoke to Kate Farley.
Our journey started in 2017 when my partner Edwin was diagnosed with testicular cancer, and we were told before Ed's surgery we would need to freeze his sperm. We did that and then began IVF in 2018, and between 2018 and last January we did 6 rounds of ICSI, which is a type of IVF, using Ed's sperm. And after 4 rounds we decided to use donor sperm because we weren't getting the embryo quality that we needed. So we made the really, really hard decision to use donor sperm. And unfortunately, last January, I discovered while preparing for a frozen embryo transfer that I myself had endometrial cancer, which obviously was a huge shock. And it led to me having to have a radical hysterectomy, which meant that I lost my womb, and we are in the position now where we have 3 embryos frozen that are made using donor sperm, and we are not able to use them through surrogacy because of the current Irish legislation.
So what would these proposed changes mean for you then?
It would mean that we have choice at the moment. We, like many other families, I don't know of anyone in our situation, but we are without choice at the moment. We are not able to pursue surrogacy because the current legislation does not allow for surrogacy using donor sperm created embryos, because Edwin would not be in a position to do the required DNA test to get an emergency travel document and get our baby and ourselves back into the country. So this legislation change would mean that we have the choice to pursue surrogacy. We don't have time on our side. Obviously, 6 years of IVF. I am currently 42. Edwin is 47. And we need this legislation to progress speedily if possible.
Irish families through surrogacy have long campaigned for surrogacy laws. Its spokesperson, Cathy Wheatley, joins us now. Good morning, Cathy.
Good morning.
What will this mean for families when the bill becomes law?
Yeah, I suppose when I say good morning, I mean it is a good morning. It's not a perfect morning. There's still things that we need to work on. But in general, today is a good day, and what it will mean to those families is indescribable. There's been such an amount of work gone into it, and I suppose we need to acknowledge that the government has really tried to work hard and to look after everybody involved. And today is a day that, you know, those families will have hope, families like Deirdre's, the length and breadth of the country.
Cathy, what are the current rules around surrogacy in Ireland?
So the current rules around surrogacy in Ireland is that there's no laws in place. It's not regulated. It's not something that you can go into knowing that you are protected and that everybody is protected. And so the hope with the AHR bill is that it will provide protection, you know, for all parties involved. And like I say, today is not perfect, but it's progression, you know, and it's been coming, as you said, for a long time for families like ours.
Well, you say it will provide protection. There are also retrospective measures in the bill. What are they?
The retrospective measures means that finally the families who have campaigned to try and get this across the line will have a legal relationship with their children, not just the families, but all families. And I suppose retrospectively, that's really important for us, but also prospectively as well. We want to make sure that it's not just about the families today, but the families in the future. And we really believe that there's a willingness to try and get this right. But I suppose it's important to say that we accept that there's some families that still will need to be covered, you know, and we'll continue to fight for these families going forward.
You say it's a good day, but there have been criticisms too. For example, we heard in the Oireachtas Surrogacy Committee a criticism that surrogacy is harmful, exploits people and unethical. What's your reaction to those kinds of claims?
My reaction to that is that's why we need regulation. That's why we need legislation. You know, Ireland is trying to do the right thing. And I firmly believe that we are trying to do the right thing. The families, the surrogates, the children all deserve to be protected. And, you know, that's why it's so important that
Are you happy there are protections in this bill to avoid any exploitation of women in other countries?
Yes, we are. We have worked continuously with the government to ensure that everybody involved is going to be protected. And in terms of, I mean, to people, they say women in other countries or, you know, surrogates. To us, they're the most important people in the world.
Cathy, you talk about other families. You had twins by surrogacy yourself in 2019. What does today mean to you?
To look at Ted and Elsie, who are starting school in September, and to know that, you know, I can walk in there with our held head high and know that we are equal like any other family is indescribable, because most people who have to go down the surrogacy route, just like you've heard from Deirdre and her family, have already been through the most indescribable things. And what's really important is that we make sure that the children are afforded the same rights as all other families.
And you must be really excited about them starting school.
I'm really excited about them starting school because twins is crazy work. And I just would like to point out it was Ivana's choice, the lady who carried her children for us. Ivana was insisting that we would implant two embryos and that we would have twins. And I am so thankful to her for doing all of that. But I do think that it's really important to say, you know, the world of assisted human reproduction is moving so fast and constantly, and we'll always be playing catch up. But what's really important is to remember that behind all of these policies and everything that the government talks about are real families, they're real children, and we have to strive to make sure that they are treated equally. And we've been assured by the minister and the government that there's another bill coming in September to be able to right the wrongs or to tie up any of the loose ends that this bill doesn't cover. And that's really important for us because, you know, it's not just about my Ted and Elsie or anybody's kids. It's about all kids. And we want to make sure that we still are a voice for those children who won't be covered by this initial bill, but we're not going anywhere and we'll continue to work with the government to make sure. And they are, you know, for the first time, I can actually say there is a strong will within the government to do the right thing, you know, and we have amazing people like Senator Mary Siri Kearney, who has a mother through surrogacy herself, who has really been at the forefront of educating people about this. And Minister Donnelly has really ran with this and he's put everything into it. So fingers crossed, eventually we'll get there and all families will be protected.
Cathy Wheatley from Irish Families Through Surrogacy, thanks for joining us.